Well, something like that, I think the digital controls are good. Got some kind of direct experience with that. I've got a couple of little pocket radios that, well, the older models were digital volume, well, not only tuning and everything, but the volume as well. In other words, it would go up in little steps. And the newer ones came through with the old pot on the side, a little thumb wheel on the side. And of course, in time, it gets dirty. And you got to take that thing apart and clean it / lubricate it to make the little pot work right again. And on that radio, I can do that, but it's a lot of work with a lot of tiny screws, like taking apart a wristwatch, kind of. And I don't know why they changed that. But I like the older system better, I think. But it is what it is. Probably they had to do that to put other features in the radio, I think, maybe, without making the board too much different. And I've been working on Christmas stuff already. I'm well into that. And that ain't that far off. And my next major thing to do by me here is my dog has a vet appointment on Monday at 8:40 a.m. So I will be out walking with him early. That is about an hour walk for me to go to the vet with him. And when the vet and his groomer are right in the same building, and he's got a grooming appointment right after his vet appointment. So I'll be dropping a couple of bucks in that building Monday. This is his annual shot update. So he needs that. As well as the people around them, of course, but, well, anyway, K-A9-S-X-H.
Well, very good, Terry. You'll have to bring yourself a little book to read or something to keep you occupied while you're there. And going to a vet appointment and a groomer, that would keep you there for a little bit. Give you a little break before you have to head back, and hopefully he's feeling good enough to head back. And it can be a challenge if the dogs react to the medication, the shots, vaccinations, and that. So here, it was 44 degrees when I came in. We had some light snow this morning, real light, nothing stuck here. It may have stuck further north, but nothing here. And looking at next week, you may not be cutting the grass. At least towards the end of the week, you may not be cutting the grass. We're looking like we could have some potential snow. We start looking at the longer range forecasts here, especially after Thanksgiving. Looks like there's a good potential for some snow.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.